on in big pans on the stove. And the stove, until we got the electricity, was a wood-burning stove, also cooking stove. They called it cooking stove. And it was just a big stove, like electric stove, only it had this place that you put wood in and get a fire going in there, and it would get the whole stove hot, including the oven.
How did you bake in that?
It had its own oven. And that fire... Well, you couldn't really. You would not get a real big... If you wanted to bake something, you would either wait until the stove cooled down a little bit, because you know most stuff is like 350 in an oven. And I guess you just learn whether it's too hot or not, because Mom always made delicious food come out of that oven.
Did you cook on it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It would be very, very cozy in that kitchen. In the wintertime, anyway, you know, when it'd be hot, you know, and toasty warm in there from, and good smells coming out, too, you know. And Mom would just get out of flour, like me and you used to do when you were little. She'd just get flour and sugar and a little vanilla flavoring and a couple of eggs and whip up a little cake, you know, at no measurements or nothing. And sometimes she would make meringue like you put on a pie, and she'd put that meringue, because she wouldn't have no frosting stuff to make it maybe with, and so she would put that meringue on the cake, and then she would set it in the oven for just a few minutes, you know, a couple minutes or so, to where that meringue would brown like it does on a pie. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it would be so good, you know. Of course, now it probably wouldn't, but... We were spoiled all that other stuff, you know, stuff from the bakery and, you know, all these boxes of stuff you can buy.